Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a podcast of random stories with random friends of mine, comedian friends of mine, not random, but you know what I'm saying, just comedian friends of mine. Today we have Ronnie Jordan sitting down, Keisha E., Detroit's finest. The statute of limitations on that crime is over. Rob Hayes. Keisha be making that. She could be making that story up. Rob Hayes from Atlanta, recently engaged. Me, Kevin Fredericks. All right. The premise of this podcast is you guys send us in crazy stories that you've seen on the internet over the years to internet@kevonstage.com. We cover them sometimes. Other times we just talk about other stuff. But today we actually have stories. So feel free to send them in. Only requirement is that they're crazy, weird, interesting, and not current, new, or pop culture. Today, kicking this off, Keisha, I'm going to be curious about what you think of this first before Rob Hayes or Ronnie Jordan.
Okay.
Research finds women feel happy when their husband or partner is upset. The detailed study found that wives or girlfriends were pleased when their partner showed emotion because they believed it demonstrated a healthy relationship. The survey carried out by the Harvard Medical School also found that when men realized their wife was angry, the women reported being happier, although the men were not. It revealed women most likely enjoy spotting when their partner was dissatisfied because it showed his strong engagement or investment in their time together. Keisha, are you when you're... when you're mad.
She laughs like it's true. No. Oh, no, my God.
This is why I laugh. I'm not happy when my person is mad, but I think the logic probably is most men probably don't really show emotion. Mm-hmm. So they probably feel like, oh, I got something out of him. He care. If you care enough to be angry, you know what I'm saying? A person care. But if you deal with someone who's emotionally intelligent, then no. I want to have fun. I want to laugh and joke. What you mad about?
So
That's funny.
That is funny. What about you, Robin? Ronnie, do you feel like your wife or wife and fiance be like, yeah, there he go, mad?
Yeah, I do. Because I always get the, you don't even care.
Yeah.
See, because you're not showing emotion.
But sometimes it's about something I don't care. And now my responsibility is to map out what I care about and what I don't care about. So, like, what extent is the area where I don't care anymore, you know, because it turns into like, you don't care about the flowers in this vase, you don't care about anything. It's like, nah, I care about some things, but other
you imagine
aesthetic
being mad
things.
At Rob and he's like, nah, I'm just not like he's,
oh, I bet they be living at you, right? You're not matching my energy.
Yeah,
but you're not a high energy guy.
I'm not a high energy guy.
So when the argument, she's, Rob, you still like.
I'm still like that. And that, it
so
causes
I can see
trouble.
Why your girl would be glad when you upset.
Yeah.
I could get it. I can see that.
My wife got on me earlier this week. She was frustrated with something. And I'm not as low energy as you, but I'm not really high strung or really upset. And she was like, oh, you're just not matching my energy. And I'm like, I don't really respond to things the same way you do. Like, yeah. But I need you to feel, I'm mad. We need to both be mad. And I feel like they'd be just pissed at you. You just sitting there just.
Or they could be
trying to fake it.
Fake being mad?
Yeah. And then I'll get in trouble because I'll guess wrong what we're even mad about. Man. And then he goes, give us a different tablecloth at the restaurant. That's not even.
I'm like, what?
That's not even why I'm pissed off. No, because everybody else had ruffles. Ours was bone straight. And he ironed the tablecloth. What's going on? And they're like, yeah, that was not why I'm like, upset.
Rob Hayes trying to match energy and be as mad as his fiance, but that's not really him. Premise for a great. I'd love to see it in a sitcom.
Or she's trying to like stop him from going out or something. Like she didn't want you to go somewhere, and then she got you upset.
Robin.
She might be mad. She might be, happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
She might be like, ha-ha.
Big Meg Thee Stallion energy.
You ain't going nowhere. Come sit in.
Y'all ever wake
reunion.
Up and realize y'all are beefing and you weren't beefing the night before? Has that ever happened to y'all? Or you come home and you didn't know y'all was beefing and the there's tension in the thing? Like, well, are we mad at?
I don't know. Are you okay? Is everything? My wife would get mad for me asking if she okay too much. Everything cool? Oh. Are you all right? Because when I was younger, like I said, I had an ego and I wasn't listening as much. So now I'm over listening. So I'm like, are you cool? Everything cool? You need something to drink?
And she's saying fine, but she ain't fine.
You know, like.
I will have a little bit if you in the middle of the night, like, rode over something. I take that a little personal.
I've seen this on the internet. Like, and I thought that was like, I've never met nobody who really feels like that.
At 3:45 a.m., you stop holding me and I feel away. What's. Which way?
My arm is not even a functional arm anymore.
Do you really?
And I had to pee, so
maybe he just wanted to have somebody throw shrimp in his mouth, and he knew he couldn't.
But the energy express is matched. If I roll over this way, then it's a problem.
Spooning all night is not logical for the big spoon.
Also, when you're asleep, you obviously have control of your body, but you're not.
No, you're not conscious. Yeah. You gotta consciously feel a difference.
If you don't let me move, then you in the swamp.
That's
now.
Like first date, now first it's, week, it's, first it's early sweaty. Relationship shit. It's spooning. Me and my wife got separate blankets in the bed. Like
me
it's
and
serious.
Melissa have morphed into separate blankets. We got even separate. When we start. The thing is, our temperatures do not match at all.
Okay.
So we have a light comforter, and then we have like a heavy, heavy. Even if we start with one on top of the other, I'm sweating. So I'm taking hers off, and then I'm pulling mine away. Next thing you know, I've got my own. She got her own. That's and me. I still love you.
I'm bummed.
I just
want to
like Kenny from South Park. I want to love you in my
she got the whole shit kicked off. Like, she get hot quick. My son get hot, too. But I be in there freezing and shivering and shit. Like, I get congested when it's too cold. It's like...
I love it
We
cold.
Like the fan all the time with the AC on house. Like, why you... We still
Most
got
black people
room.
Are like that. That fan on 24 hours
that
a day.
Fan is my on. That fan is on.
Let that man turn over, Keisha.
But if I turn over, it's a problem, too. So the energy is matched there.
Oh, he's mad at you if you turn over?
So you want that every day?
Last night, Melissa had... This is not even a joke. Melissa was upside down. I turned over, and her foot was on my pillow. Calmly just pushed her foot off of my pillow and went to sleep. I'm not upset. I'm curious.
That's 20 years of marriage.
I'm curious how you got completely... flip this way. We started off like this.
Mm-hmm.
How at 3 a.m. have you gone all the way around the thing? That's but I'm not upset. Give me a little space.
When you get back in the bed, weird.
Yeah. I be peeing at night, too, so we definitely going, like, you know, it's just a lot. It's too much, Keisha. Your rules, they're not consistent. He can't have
a
martini, but he has
to
spoon with you. He has to hold you all night.
You can't have a man throwing nothing in your mouth. It's very different.
But even holding just because a martini glass is weird, you're like, that's weird too. But hold me all night.
You gotta hold it. You have to have this with it.
It's only comfortable for the whole
bee. Then he gonna start doing like this.
The holder is not comfortable,
no,
ever.
No.
All you have is somebody over you, but you don't have to.
I just want
to
say good luck to her new person.
Oh, he's out of here.
No, I'm
spooning every night? Bruh.
And he got me 6 foot tall and not like
spooning
Martinis.
Every night got That's me out of here. I'm like, nah.
We can spoon for a time.
Yeah.
Not every but not night, every night and definitely time. Not all night.
No.
That's post-coital, after sex,
15-minute
post-care scene. But then when I'm really sleepy, I gotta go. I like to be this way.
Get you a big teddy bear.
I like to just...
I would throw baseballs
That's
at bowling pins all night and get you a big old teddy bear. Because, that's what that's for.
They have that boyfriend pillow that'll put his arm on. You spray his cologne on there.
Yeah.
Now, if something touch me at night, I'm gonna wake up tripping out. Like, what the hell? Get your little sister husband off me.
No, man.
I saw a clip that this lady was married to a dude for 26 years, and then she said she fell in love with another dude, and they started, like, it's three of them. It's two dudes and a lady.
Yeah.
But they've been together 10 years, too, so I'm like, that's the crazy shit.
Was it seeking brother husband?
But men do it all the time.
No, but it's weird,
What
though.
Do they do?
It'd be people in throuples or poly or whatever.
The poly
and
community
it's two,
is
when it's
rising.
Two women and one man, that'd be normal. But when it's two dudes and one woman,
it's
like...
That's because of what we
dudes,
think
that's
about masculinity.
What threw me. It's two black dudes. It
sister
me
wives, we be okay with.
Okay.
But brother seeking brother
husbands.
Sister
wives don't
say you got
cool
two husbands and they throw shrimp in each other's mouths, but they both your husband.
It's already
though.
A whole lot going on if we all three in the situation anyway.
But it's not like it's like really like somebody popping it in their own mouth because they both your husband.
I mean, two divorces that day.
But like, I can't take that. Like, what if you up late working on like some shit for work on your computer, and you hear your bruh and they're tearing your wife down. Like, that's...
Bro, when I was watching Seeking Brother Husband...
It's too much.
The dude was not bothered by that. He was like, I got my own... he's like, I got my own room in the house. We all have our own room. And then, like, basically, in her room, we take turns spending the night with her. So he was like, when it's not.
Why y'all ain't doing it in the other beds? Y'all all gonna put all the bodily fluids in
just the
in
juice
one...
bed? Ugh. Juice world? I don't want to be a juice world. Juice. No, sir.
I didn't think about that. But he seemed relieved was my point. He was like, I get to have the intimacy when I want it.
He need a place to stay.
But some days I...
Yes, he need a place to stay.
It's giving homeless.
I
would like
it's
that,
the,
though.
It's
I would like
free room
knowing...
and board for him.
Knowing, okay, when I go in this room, something's going to happen, or else I wouldn't be invited. I would not be invited in this
it
room.
It seems like a good way to cut out on bills, actually, but the other part is the part that gets me. Like, I like community bill paying. That seems like a fun thing.
The community sex where you're talking about.
Not community sex. And then also, even the, because dudes be like, yeah, two women. I'm like, that's cool until they period sync up and they hate you.
I don't think that's cool ever.
Together. They hate you together.
I don't think what you going to do. I have performance anxiety for other people.
And you hear twice.
Yeah. It'd be too disappointed women. It'd be too I can deal with one woman and focus, but I don't even like I don't have the rhythm. I'm not a good dancer. I can't do that, you know, that dance move where you hold your foot and you jump over it.
Oh, no, nobody can do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to do that.
I feel like you got to do that to be good in a threesome.
They're going to be into each other, too, for it to work.
And then that's a whole other thing. Then how do you jump in? It's like double dutch. They're all kissing. Now they're in. You're just like, all right, cool, man.
You're just in the way, stinking. You smell like a guy. They smell like a lady. Like a you smell
in
like
the
a
way,
dude.
Stinking.
You stink.
That's why it's never been a, it's never been a fantasy of mine.
Ever.
Let me ask you this, Keisha. Last question about the shrimp. You married the man of your dreams. You're 5 years in. You guys never been to Benihana's. Everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. Now you go to Benihana's, and surprise, surprise, shrimp in the mouth. Is your whole mind changed about him?
Yes, a couple things. One,
and
I feel like
he had to dive out the way to get it.
I feel like that's not a surprise. I feel like you've had signs within these 5 years that your man would. Let another dude squirt shrimp in his mouth.
Stop saying squirt shrimp. You're making it weird.
That's
not
what it is.
That's not off a spatula.
Simple knife toss.
I feel like garlic butter juice flying and the shrimp just, I feel like you already had them signs.
Boy.
But at that point, I no longer feel safe in this relationship. This is
so
what I signed
everything
up for.
Okay. The shrimp is deal breaker.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is not what I signed up for.
New bae,
you out with this dude. You don't see him do it. But on the wall, there's a sign that says Best Catch 2005 and a picture of him with his mouth wide open. But you didn't see
and
it.
And he's not doing it no more. Yeah. That's him in a former life.
He just
life.
Used to be an award-winning shrimp catcher.
Was it a girl that worked here at the time that did it?
No, it's always a man chef. Here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman in the chef.
And you let the nigga take a picture and hang you on the wall?
He didn't know.
You proud of that.
It's candid. They had a photographer there that
day. You've been here since then. If they popping shrimp in your mouth, you come here often. They busting shrimp down your throat.
That was like 15 years ago.
You let them take a picture and hang you on the wall.
But maybe he's trying to show you a part of his life. Like, this is what I do.
That's what you do.
I know your comedy thing.
Before I got saved, I was out here.
You got your comedy
thing. It's a lot of dudes like that out here. It's a girl I know. She about to marry a dude right now. I was like, I don't know. She know he was sucking dick a couple of years ago, but it's a lot of that.
Oh, these are not the same thing.
No, wait. Yeah. Catching shrimp is not a euphemism.
At all.
It's very
Ronnie just said in his past life, sometimes people do some things, and I'm like,
no, I'm talking
and
about
that's
eating
the case.
Shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp.
First of all, I'm allergic to shrimp.
Talking
don't ever
shrimp.
Get me in the shrimp boat
there
category. I'm allergic to all shellfish. I would need a tub of Benadryl.
This whole time, we were literally talking about shrimp, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she talking about the download community. She talking about lies.
We literally are talking about catching shrimp.
That's too sassy for me.
You made us a whole old Tyler Perry play.
You could be a man and you could...
All right. That's too sassy for me.
All right.
Want to take a quick break from the show and tell you about one of our sponsors, Earn In. Listen, life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, look, if I needed something like Earn In, it's what I'd use, and this is why sometimes times are tough and you just need to tap in a little bit just to hold you over. You already made the money. Just let me hold something till I hold something. That's all I'm saying. Make Earn In a part of your financial routine and join Earn In's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earn In, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earn In today. EARNIN in the Google app or Apple Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in Saw This under podcast when you sign up. It really helped the show. Again, type Saw This under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Now back to the show.
All right. This story was crazy. Olive Garden manager was fired after
too much salt on the bread.
A time off rant. Shoot, I put the wrong link in here. I want to read y'all what he said. Let me find the article. All right, here we go. Olive Garden manager fired after time off tirade. Let me scroll down to the rant and tell y'all what he said. All right, here he is. I'm gonna rant it just so y'all can feel like the employees, because he was upset when he said it. Our call offs are occurring at a staggering rate. From now on, if you call off, you might as well go out and look for another job. Oh, it was a letter, but I'm gonna read with intention. We are no longer tolerating any excuses for calling off. If you're sick, you need to come prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us. If it's a family emergency and you can't say, too bad, go work somewhere else. All right? Continues. If anyone from here on out calls out more than once in the next 30 days, you will not have a job. Do you know in my 11 and a half years at Darden, that's the parent company of Olive Garden, how many days I've called off? Zero. I came in sick, which you shouldn't do if you work at a restaurant. I got in a wreck literally on my way to work one time. Airbags went off and my car was totaled. But you know what? I made it to work on time. There are no excuses. All right. And then he continues.
He mad about
his car. No more complaining. He spelled that wrong. He was upset. About being able to leave early, reminding wait staff that they are in the restaurant business. Do you think I want to be here until midnight on Friday and Saturday? No. I'd much rather be at home with my husband and dog, going to the movies or seeing family. But I don't. I'm dedicated to being here, as should you. No more excuses or complaints.
Is this a dude? Is this a lady?
I thought it was a man, but it's a woman.
This is one of the kids that said, hey, teacher, you didn't get pass out the homework yet.
1,000%. I don't take pride.
She might well say, you niggas at the end. You goddamn niggas.
Leaving a car crash to go to Olive Garden is
wild. How early did you leave for work that you
don't
had time?
Don't bring your car crash energy to my breadsticks.
Don't you need to get examined? Yeah. You need to see
if the X-rays went off. That's a significant impact.
Yeah. You had trauma, fam. Go get your settlement.
I've been in a lot of car accidents, and I have had airbags. They have never deployed.
I have had.
If they went off, you got hit hard, or you hit somebody hard.
Yeah. You been in one?
I got hit when I was
sleeping in the front seat, coming from school.
My first car, I crashed it. And the airbag deployed, and the airbag was so old that dust burnt up my skin. It was terrible. I was like, "Yo, this." I didn't know like airbags got old. You know, like I didn't 93 in 2009.
The next day I woke up.
Oh, it basically farted. Your car pooted again. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
I did not know they got old either. Mm-hmm. I thought they was like, you know, if they ain't been used, they strong and good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I pushed that.
She's giving very like. That's not Olive Garden energy.
It's
Olive
not.
Garden. Because I can go get
family.
Another job, my nigga.
He's like, my cousin just graduated.
You give it
you
energy like this is a real
that's
career
the only black
that I'm
go
gonna...
to Olive Garden.
Like, you're not... Listen, this is nothing against Olive Garden. I've eaten there more times than I've eaten at other restaurants. But if somebody was like, hey, man, we're short staffed. Somebody got a car accident. I'm not going to be like... And
the nerve.
And they're not here? I want Zuppa Toscana. What? I don't care. And if you're sick in a restaurant, you really don't need more than other jobs.
Yeah.
More than working at FedEx, Kinko's, or at an office. At a restaurant, your propensity to get more people sick is way higher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Take your sick behind home.
I was in line at a drive-thru Chick-fil-A, and the car in front of us had a dog, and the dog was out the window, and the girl is playing with the dog. Like,
the worker?
Yeah, my daddy
nasty,
in the car.
Bro. Nah.
And he was like, She better not touch.
She's the one taking orders, though?
She's the worker taking orders, handing the food. And the
oh,
and she,
second window!
The dog is all out, and she got the dog. And when we pulled up to the window, when I tell you, she was on some like, hey, how you doing? And it took for another older lady that came over there and was like, like, go wash your hands. And I'm like,
I thought you were talking about the lady who's outside with the clipboard.
No. No. She's talking about pay for your food, get your food.
Hand you your food.
Yeah. She got a
playing with the dog.
Yeah. Man.
I was like, this is
I have a dog who I like a lot more than I thought I would.
Playing with the dog.
I'm not handling nobody's food after a, you know, the dog licked.
You know, she kissed him in the mouth.
Yeah.
She definitely kissed the dog.
When they say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth, what human are we talking about? It's a lot of us.
This dog was licking his own ass.
We don't all have the same standard.
All morning.
Licks his own butthole all day.
He be 69 of himself. You be, you know,
Mighty, watching like,
TV.
I gotta have fun, too. You,
mama got like, to have a life, too.
Like, this shit feels great.
All you hear you look over, he looks at me like, don't look at me. This is my mid-afternoon suck myself off. Like, he's straight balls and
Mighty is probably pulling out his ID. Like, sign me up.
You who mouth is cleaner? He just doo-doo. He just was like, Monty, that tastes great. That's a good point. Why do we accept that as, who be like, hey, man, I'm attested to this. This dog mouth cleaner than a human. Also, the one thing I love about dogs that I totally underestimated, their excitement when you come home, it's the best. Monty greets me like I am returning from war every time. Whether I went to the mailbox or I've been gone on the road for a week, he is just
Bro. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, man. Where were you? We haven't. My stomach ain't been rubbed. I love you, man. And I'll be like, man, because my kids, they suck now. They used to be great at that. They don't even come out of the room. Now, FaceTime, they do me like their friends. I try to FaceTime them on the road. They put the phone down at the ceiling. Man, we're not playing rocket launch or whatever that soccer
I
want to
see the
in.
Creations I made.
I want to see what came out of my ball.
I mean, you scare me. My sons are like 7 and 9, and they're already trying to slide off in their own rooms.
Ronnie. Tony used the phrase, their kids turn their back on you. And it's by middle school, high school. They're both in high school now.
God.
I'm the worst of them. But even LeBron's kids. Did you see LeBron's kids when he broke the record?
They had on J's.
They had on Jordan.
How disrespectful. Like one night.
Both of them.
Like the one
his
night.
His daughter was excited. You got to have girls.
Nobody's looking at his shoes any other night.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's no reason for you to even be on the half court mark with me.
Yeah.
But tonight.
Like you're just supposed to be courtside seats.
Bronny
in high school.
Bronny getting dressed like about to kill him with the black on black fours.
Yeah. And they did have fours on. Bronny really had the fours on.
They got the black fours.
And they were not excited at all until he actually broke the record. Like the rest of the points, they would cut to him and they cut to Kareem and they were all like.
Kareem was hating a little bit though. He was hating all
Kareem
weekend.
Was
that whole All-Star weekend was awkward as hell because Kareem and he had Karl Malone and everybody know that he was nasty back in the day.
We didn't know.
He had a child
bride.
We didn't
know.
No, he got a young girl pregnant and they hid it really well.
The girl was 14, I believe.
Yes, and he was in college or something, right?
In college, yeah.
Terrible human being.
Terrible guy. But he's still in shape and tall and nobody wants to say anything to him.
Yeah, because Karl Malone looked like Optimus Prime.
He looked like LeBron now. He's still. Like, how the hell are you 60?
Ronnie, enjoy it, man.
He's always fine.
Because they're going to be done. Karl Malone? Of course you. Karl Malone ain't no shrimp.
Yeah. He had on a hoodie underneath a dress shirt.
We're doing a shorter episode because the lunch was timed incorrectly, so y'all be okay.
Look it up.
Here's a question. Random question generator is how we like to end these episodes. And this is one that's just short. You'll be okay. Podcast ads are down this year anyway. We're starting with Rob, I believe, this time. Who is the luckiest person you know?
The luckiest person I know.
The luckiest
know
person.
Personally or of?
You can do know of. If you can't think of nobody personally, that's a good question. I'll let you do know of.
The luckiest person I know of?
Actually, let's do no.
No?
No is going to be tougher, and I want to know the explanation. They done fell into some stuff, and you'd have been like.
I'm going to go with my sister.
Your sister?
Yeah.
What does she fall into?
She just, like, She had muscles, no workout, no nothing. just was athletic. 1 year, she like ever since the episode of Family Matters where they like Steve makes a basketball team. I was like, I want to play varsity basketball. That's all I want. Ball is life. Every day. Watching NBA TV, go outside, shoot some hoops before I go to school, the whole nine. I just want to make varsity basketball. Never made a basketball team in my whole life.
Really?
My sister just wakes up one day and is like, I think I want to play basketball. Makes the team. She's so popular at the school, they put her on a team to sell tickets. It's kids coming in the game. Like, I got to see Corinthia out there.
Wow.
Just, wow. Yeah.
She just stole your dream.
Stole younger? My dream. Younger. Yeah, oh. Yeah. I was in her shadow growing up. Like, yo, you Corinthia's brother. Like, yo, she in middle school. How do y'all know her? So, yeah. No, she's definitely definitely the luckiest person.
How do y'all know
person.
Her?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, can you show you? How do y'all know her?
Luckiest person I know.
Unless it's you. But that's no
that's
fun.
That's tough. My parents.
Not because of they had you.
First of all, I don't like the way.
Keisha, that's just an indirect compliment to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're lucky to be in your presence. My presence is a present.
Dang, that's tough. I don't know.
They want,
like, I know people that have been through stuff. Like, I'm like,
who's the worst luck?
Who do I know that's lucky?
You think about it for a second. Ronnie Jordan.
Probably my kids. They get all the Jordans that I had to work hard for no consequences. They don't have to cook or clean. They don't have to do. They just get to wake up and be themselves and play and possibly pee on the front before the toilet right in front of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what, come on, bro. How you miss? You all you got to do is pick up your clothes and put them back in your room.
So little that we ask of them.
Yes.
I've been trying to, you know, the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. And like parenthood really is training because you really have to tell them the same thing over and over and over. Like, yeah. I've successfully gotten my kids 70% of the time to close the cereal. Like, I just want basic stuff. I like Raisin Bran Crunch and Raisin Bran. My kids like Raisin Bran, right? Mm-hmm. The one thing that I always liked about Raisin Bran coming up, even when had a roommate in college, nobody ever eats that. Mm-hmm. So you know that cereal's safe.
It's going to stay there.
First part of our marriage, Melissa's not eating Raisin Bran Crunch or Raisin Bran. My children, somehow, with Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and everything that we normally get in there, are choosing Raisin Bran. So much to my chagrin, I go in for my crunch. The bag's not closed. So the granola don't have no crunch. It's soft. Oh. And there's nothing worse. We was talking about this today. You fix your mouth for something, and you go in. Like, I ordered a peanut butter and jelly box today from Starbucks. They brought me a cheese box and wrote no more on the cheese box. Put it back then. If I want a peanut butter salad, no, you can't just hand me free. Just refund my money.
Oh, yeah. Put some cash in there, put a sticker on it.
Give me my money back.
No more.
But getting granola that don't crunch is just hell to pay.
Yeah.
So most of the time they close the cereal. I've gotten them to say 100% of the time, they used to say a lot. We've gotten them to say, can you repeat that? Or I didn't hear you, which is great.
Oh, that's nice.
But what they cannot seem to fathom is that if you cannot close the trash can, take the trash out. That thing, they just be packing stuff. So I send them a video. Does this look like it can close? And they'll just come down and take it out. But we're zero for a million with that. So that's why I say you really are training them. Because it's like, I want them to move out, although I don't want them to. I just want them to understand the consequences of stuff that they do to my house.
They have so much cool stuff at their disposal.
They do.
The camera phone is a whole real camera.
Yes. Like, you can shoot and edit on it.
You can make a network on the phone.
You got to not call the exterminator. Have them live with bugs for a little while.
But then I gotta live with bugs.
You gotta live with bugs for just a little while until they learn. All right, I gotta roll this bag, roll this bag up, close the top.
That's probably what it is.
You know, take out the trash immediately.
They had no roaches consequences. Yeah,
I remember when I was a kid.
Some call them roaches, they lessons.
I put my foot in my church shoe. I felt like I was a rock in there. Took my foot out, and a roach was like, "I know it's Sunday," and I was like,
No.
For the rest of that time in the house.
That would kill the day.
It's over!
Let them bring a roach to school one time. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Oh, roach crawl out that book bag one time. Just one time.
I had to change my whole locker partner because my mama found out the girl had roaches. She was like, she came up to the she lived next door to my great aunt. We lived in completely separate neighborhoods. And my great aunt was like, she's a great kid, but I'm going to tell you what's going on now.
It's
not her fault. No. Fuck, my mama was like,
everybody who lived with their grandma had roaches. Oh, my God.
Keisha, mom wasn't trying to hear the story. No, you got to understand.
Yeah, I don't want to be that damn baby. She's very blunt with it. Is there a reason she needs to change? Because she got roaches, and we not bringing
Sarah
that home.
Be closed and in the freezer. All right, don't. Yeah, good kid.
In the freezer.
Love her to death.
Listen,
don't
like,
put your book bag down.
She can't
in your
spend
house.
The night,
baby. You got to leave that book bag outside at the sleepover.
She has
sleepover. Her sleeping bag outside.
She can't
you
come.
You gotta leave your whole bag out
see,
the porch.
See, the people like, they had the plague if you had roaches.
Yeah.
Nobody even had to prove it. You don't have to see it with your own eyes.
No.
It's an allegation only. Yeah. Once you got roaches, you got roaches.
If I the buy the roaches rumor, it's a rap for you. Yeah, I can see that. Can see.
You know what? To that point.
Kev, you could just get bugs for one day, put them all in there.
I should just put bugs
in
their room.
Put stuff in there, then they're
that's what I need to do. Bugs in their room, but then I got to deal with it, and that's just going to be a problem
they,
for me.
Do they
I
watch
like
this?
Just
they
like,
watch the show?
Go to another room.
They don't watch the show.
But I think they will. It seems like it will be, like if they watched you a little more, they would have a drop on you.
They don't. I know. I've been testing them by saying more stuff about them. That's how I know they don't watch it. Because I see them at home, they'd be like, hey.
If
I'll
you
be like, okay, you don't watch. Because I'm telling your whole business.
All
on
the cheat
code.
Yeah, I'm story, doing everything. You don't story, even know.
Now, great taste from all deaf. If I said on there, then my oldest son would have caught it. My youngest son don't watch nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean nothing.
He
I
watching,
mean. Anime podcasts and Dude Perfect was big in his life for a while. I think he done fell out of Dude Perfect. Now he's into anime stuff. But no, they don't watch.
My youngest son is watching sneaker customizers. Like he's like deep in the wormhole.
That's hilarious.
Of them. Customize the shoes.
Luckiest person I know is a dude named Jethro Jenkins. That's his social media name. His name is John for real. He used to work at All Deaf with me. Then he got a job working at Yahoo Sports. He got to have breakfast with Manny Pacquiao. He got to talk to Angel Reese. Shout out Angel Reese. All the sports athletes. He just fell into this job. And then they were like all the cool people he gets to work with them. Mm. And he just... I'm mostly jealous.
I said, it's not like hate. That's
it's not hate. It's
lucky.
Jealousy.
That's not lucky. Work hard. Don't
that's,
even.
No, he works hard, but he's lucky. It should have been me.
You ain't going to do that.
I sure ain't. But it still should be me.
You're not
going
to do that, Kev.
It still should be me.
You still not going to do that.
I will. Like, this is... Just for that day. But also, Manny Pacquiao coming to Kev on Stage Studios. All right. This episode was longer than I wanted it to be. I'm hungry.
That ain't Manny Pacquiao singing on Instagram. One is like a dream come true.
No, that's another dude.
Oh, you stupid. You're stupid.
100. He said a number and shit.
Oh,
you
talking about that?
You be
that?
Counting.
Ronnie, you know that.
Stupid.
You knew that the moment you said it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, we didn't put my smoothie in the
freezer.
My smoothie.
Happy birthday to you.
It ain't been that long.
It's been 30 minutes.
Happy birthday.
Less than 20 minutes. All right,
Patreon, we'll be back after lunch. The rest of y'all, we'll see you next week with a different group. We love y'all. Bye.